The title of this post is, Mom and Son Prepare to Move House. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Claire and her son, Ryan, had been loading their moving truck with boxes. It was the day before they were due to leave the house, and moving the boxes from the garage to the moving truck was proving to be a difficult task. Especially in the abnormally hot weather, craving a rest, Claire sat down on the chairs they placed out in the front garden and poured herself a glass of ice-cold water. Before taking a sip, she tied her jet black hair in a ponytail. It was getting a little frazzled in the heat. She looked at her son with her bright blue eyes before putting on her sunglasses and picking up her drink. Moving the glass towards her mouth, she licked her luscious red lips in anticipation. Watching her son load the truck, as if it was a workout, she caught herself checking him out as she sipped from her glass. Her thoughts of her own son caught her off guard, and she spilled some water on herself. She gasped as the cold water splashed against her chest and ran down into her low-cut white t-shirt. Refreshed from the feeling, she let the droplets flow down into her ample cleavage line. She wore nothing underneath her t-shirt. There was too much moving around to be done in such hot weather for a bra to be comfortable. She pulled on the neckline of her shirt, exposing more of her chest to the air and sun. Her son had stopped moving boxes, and this caused her to check on him. She noticed he was caught in a daze staring at her chest. This didn't seem to bother her much. She was used to it. It comes with the territory of having large breasts. Everyone looks, even family. She directed a confused look towards him, and he acted as if he'd been looking elsewhere the whole time. A gentle breeze came along, and it was very much welcomed by Claire. She closed her eyes to treasure it as she felt the wind against her long, slender legs, right up to her short, red jogging shorts. She was also wearing her runners. As an avid runner, she's proud of the body she works hard to maintain, especially at her age. She then felt the breeze against her chest, and this brought her attention to two things. She was still staring at her son, and her nipples grew hard. Initially, she found it hard to look away from him, but managed to do so after a short moment. She looked onto the street and examined her thoughts. Am I attracted to my son? She looked back at him, taking note of his muscular figure. She found herself checking out his calves as he bent down and then his arms as he picked up boxes. Once again, she caught her thoughts trailing. Oh my, I'm actually checking out my own son. While now she at least acknowledged her feelings, she was conflicted over how wrong it was, confused even. To alleviate her guilt, she promised that she would no longer look at or think about her son in such a way. She put it down to the absence of her husband and resumed loading the truck with her son. Hey, sweetie, you should take a break. Go and get some water, she said as she placed her hand on her son's arm as he looked around the garage to check their progress. Actually, I might just keep going. We're nearly finished. While he didn't take a break, this interaction allowed him to take a short breather. He used the sleeve from his t-shirt to wipe some sweat away, then noticed how drenched it was. He took off his t-shirt, exposing his muscular body to his mother. Claire returned from the truck to pick up another box and was pleasantly surprised to see her son's toned body. Was the heat getting to you? Yeah, maybe I was working too hard. I'm just gonna take a break. Of course, sweetie, take all the time you need. Claire couldn't help but be impressed by his physique. She struggled to hold back her smile and found herself biting her lip as she started to become aroused. She took note of how much he looked like his father. She wanted him. She snapped out of her daze and looked down at her top. Her nipples were hard and could be clearly seen protruding from underneath her top. She smiled as Ryan awkwardly looked away and walked towards the chairs in the garden. She followed him over and sat right next to him, facing towards him. She couldn't help but stare at her son again. Only this time she imagined what it was like to have such a strong man in her life again. Guiltily hesitant, she moved her hand towards his chest and placed it below the shoulder. But above his nipple, she bit her lip and gave him a lustful stare. Mom, what are you doing? Asked Ryan with a confused look. Oh, I'm just, she paused for thought, admiring all the hard you've done throughout the year. You've really been keeping in good shape, she managed to say as he continued to rub her hand around her son's chest. She could feel herself get wet again. When you go to college next year, I'd say the girls will be going crazy for you. Thanks, I guess. You look great too, Mom. She finally snapped out of her lustful daze and was nearly overwhelmed with guilt. She moved her hand away, The guilt soon passed, and then she found herself lusting after her son and placed her hand on his chest again. After his compliment, she felt a little tingly. She hesitated before responding to her son's compliment, conflicted in her thoughts. Oh no, am I really turned on by my son? Really? He's my son. She wanted to see him naked, then she didn't. She wanted to see what was underneath his shorts, at least. She wanted to have sex with her son, but then she stopped her thoughts escalating, troubled by her newfound fantasy. But still, she couldn't stop herself. Ryan was growing uncomfortable, with his mom rubbing her hand all over his chest. Claire moved her hand lower and lower, but then stopped herself as she noticed her son was trying to sit in a hunched-over position. She noticed he was clearly getting hard. Thanks so much, sweetie, she responded cheerfully. She then placed her hand on his shoulder to steady herself as she leaned into her son and pressed her luscious red lips against his cheek. She felt a rush of excitement as she did this. Ryan cringed at his mom's kiss and started rubbing his cheek. Oh, come on, Ryan. You're never too old for kisses from your mom. He looked around the street in case anyone saw. One of their neighbors was on their daily walk and was approaching them. It was one of his mom's best friends, Terry. Hey, Claire, how's the move going? Do you want me to call Hugo over to help? Terry asked with a wonderful smile. Hiya, Terry. Oh no, we've got it covered. We're nearly finished, actually. Great. And who's this new young man you have your hands all over? Did I see you just kiss? What? Claire moved away from her son in a hurry. No, that's my son, Terry. You know Ryan, right? She started fixing herself up and snapped out of her aroused state. Terry's face went from a welcoming, friendly expression to a confused and disgusted one as she saw Claire's son move quickly to lean forward and cover his crotch with his hands, nodding to her as if to say hello. Yes, of course. He's just grown up so quickly. I hardly recognized him. Well, I must be off now. By Claire, recognizing his public embarrassment, she decided it was enough for now. She walked back to the garage, allowing him some time to recover. Out of his sight, she wore a proud smile, happy in the knowledge she could still have her way with young men. Not to mention she got him hard with her touch. She found this thrilling and wanted to do it again. Ryan came over shortly after to help load the remaining boxes onto the truck. When they finished up, Claire took one last look and spotted a stray box on top of the shelf. She attempted to get it herself with the step ladder, but it was too unsteady. Ryan, sweetie, can you hold this ladder for me, please? She asked. Sure, Mom. Ryan came to his mom's assistance assuming he'd get the box himself, but was stopped when she placed her hand on his chest. Listen here, mister. I can get this. I just need you to hold the ladder. Got it, Mr. Macho. She playfully pointed at him before laughing at the shocked look on his face. Plus, I might need a strong young man to catch me if I fall. As if to prepare, Claire pulled her shorts up as much as she could, but what she was really doing was exposing as much of her firm round ass as possible. She climbed the step ladder further than she needed to, resulting in her ass not only being level with her son's face, but very close to it. She decided to use this as an opportunity to see how she felt turning on her son and to see if he had similar intentions. She turned her head and, as expected, she found her son staring. She felt herself getting turned on as she teased him by wiggling her ass a little. This made her aware that the part of her panties that covered her pussy was exposed. It was now no wonder to her why her son's eyes were glued to her. He could probably smell her. She bent over to retrieve the box, pushing her ass outwards in the process, which made her shorts rise up further. Her son was still distracted, so she intentionally pushed her ass out until she touched it off his face. Enjoying the view, sweetie? She asked with a chuckle. This caught Ryan off guard, and in a panic, his face went bright red. She also noticed his hand attempting to cover up his growing erection. What? No, I was just... It's okay, honey. I'm only teasing you. Plus, you wouldn't be turned on by your mother's ass now, would you? She winked at him, knowing full well that he had a stiff erection because of her. She was proud of herself, and glad her son saw her in such a way. She handed the box down to her son and started to step off the ladder. On the last step, she purposefully fell into him. She pressed her large breasts against his chest, wrapping her arm around him to keep him close to her. I'm so sorry, son. Just give me a second while I steady myself. She could sense Ryan was pulling away slightly, so she pressed the rest of her body against him and leaned in a little harder. It was then that she felt her son's hard cock against her crotch, poking her. He had no escape from her now. "Sorry, Ryan. I should have been more careful," she said as she tried to look him in the eyes. He kept looking down, and Claire picked up on this. "What's this I feel down there? It's pressing into me." She bit her lip and smiled, as her son squirmed with discomfort. He struggled to find words, but managed to step away from his mom, who then placed a sympathetic hand on his shoulder. "Did I do that to you, sweetie? Was it my clothes? I know I'm not wearing a bra, so you can probably see me boobs. I'm sorry if that made you uncomfortable." "It's nothing, Mom. I swear. Sorry. I didn't mean to," he responded, but in such a way that he was trying to convince himself too. "Don't worry, honey. It's only natural," she concluded. "Now we're done for the day. You can have the first shower." She then sighed with relief. "This will be our last night in the house, so we'll pack the few things we have left in our rooms in the morning. Then head off." "Sure, Mom. Sounds like a plan." Ryan looked around the empty garage, proud of their day's work, then closed the garage door. Before he went back into the house, Claire approached him and kissed him on the cheek. "Thanks for all your help today, sweetie. It means a lot." She watched as her son made his way into the house and followed him shortly after. She couldn't help but smile as she thought about how she finally felt somewhat comfortable with the feelings she had towards her son, but also that he was attracted to her too. Later that evening, Claire and Ryan met in the kitchen. Still being quite warm, Claire dressed for comfort. She wore a pink tight-fitted sports top and a white, summery skirt. She approached her son to ask about dinner, crossing her arms under her breasts, which in turn propped them up. "Would you like takeout this evening? It'll save me cooking something up. We could then watch a movie together. What do you think?" With one hand, she caressed his face, thinking about the fact it will be their last night here. Ryan struggled to maintain eye contact with his mom. Her skin-tight top left little to the imagination. The fabric was stretched around her chest area. Her nipples and even the curvature of each of her breasts were clearly visible. "Ryan, eyes up here, sweetie. Don't let me catch you staring again. Okay?" She placed her hand underneath his chin, directed his eyes to meet with hers, then winked at him. She knew her son was attracted to her now. First she caught him staring up her ass at her wet panties, and now he couldn't help himself stare at her big tits. "Well, yeah, sounds great. I'd love to get some takeout." Later, when they finished up their dinner in the kitchen, they moved into the living room to see what was on TV. Claire sat down on one side of the couch, and Ryan settled into the other side and began perusing the movie channels. "What do you want to watch, Mom?" "I'll watch whatever you want to watch, sweetie. I don't mind. A bunch of movies have already started. All but this one here. It's called Basic Instinct. I haven't heard of it, but there's nothing good on, so we may as well watch it." I haven't heard of it either. Let's watch it anyway. I just want to spend time with you, so I don't mind." In fact, she moved over and sat right next to him, so close that their shoulders touched. She then recrossed her legs and smiled at her son, who looked somewhat worried that she might tease him some more. Throughout the movie, it became apparent to Claire that scenes of a sexual nature were a regular occurrence. She kept glancing over at her son's crotch to see how he reacted to such scenes. But he had strategically placed his hands in a way that concealed his erections. Claire leaned into her son a bit more and put her legs up on the couch. She took his hand and placed it around her. Then while she pushed her large breasts into his sides, she rested her head against his chest. Ryan, while glad to be in the company of such a gorgeous, curvaceous woman, even if it was his mom, shuffled about to adjust himself to be more comfortable, so to speak. This caused Claire to look up to see if he was okay. "I hope you don't mind, sweetie. I'm just more comfortable this way. Plus, it feels good to be in the arms of such a strong man." Ryan didn't appear to be bothered by this, so she looked back at him with affection and adoration. "I love you, son. You know that, right?" She then leaned in to kiss him by pressing her lips against his cheek. Only this time, she kissed him a little closer to his lips. "Mom, stop. This looks like an important scene," pleaded Ryan, panicking. Having his mother's big breast pressed against him and the soft, affectionate kiss she gave him caused him to have a visible erection that his hands failed to hide. Claire noticed this. "Oh, wait. I have heard of this movie. Doesn't the main character, her, do something with her legs? Apparently it's very iconic. Ryan shrugged his shoulders to signify he didn't know what she was talking about. Well, I heard about it somewhere. Or maybe I read it somewhere. Anyway, sorry, I'll be quiet now. They watched the scene as the lead actress was questioned over a murder. At one point she crossed her legs, hesitated with her legs open slightly, which exposed her bare pussy before crossing her legs again. Claire wanted to try and replicate the move. She moved about and crossed her legs. She made sure her leg was touching against her son's, and when she placed one leg over the other, she started grazing her foot along Ryan's leg, moving it slowly up and down. She then waited a moment, uncrossed her legs, and then crossed them again. She looked over to her son, and it seemed to have caught his attention. "Did you just practice the leg cross thing?" Ryan asked with curiosity. "Yeah, isn't it such a cool move? It's very erotic." She then came up with an idea. "Actually, let me know how well I do." Before Ryan could respond, Claire got a chair from the kitchen and sat down right in front of her son. "Mom, this is weird. We're missing the good parts," said Ryan, slightly panicked again. However, his concern over the movie was short-lived as his mother gave him a seductive look that captured his undivided attention. "Are you ready, son?" she asked with a sultry voice. She smiled as her son gulped in anticipation. She crossed her legs and looked right into her son's eyes. She started fixing up her top and gave her boobs a little squeeze. Embracing them, she felt her hard nipples before moving her arms away. A moment later, she slowly lifted her leg and placed it down, paused, then crossed her legs again. "Did I get it right?" Ryan was non-responsive. Claire did, however, pick up that he was breathing a little heavier and was now leaning forwards in the couch. But she didn't think he saw what she wanted him to see. "Wait, I don't think I paused for long enough. Let me try again." Without hesitation, she seductively looked her son in the eyes again. She bit her lip to contain her arousal. Then, even slower than last time, she uncrossed her long, slender legs. While doing so, she traced her hand along the outside of her thigh, which caused her skirt to rise up as she moved her hand towards her hip. She then placed her foot on the ground and placed both her hands at her knees. She slowly started to spread her legs, and as she did, she moved her hands gently across her inner thighs towards her crotch. Her legs were spreading further and further apart, and her hands moved the skirt to reveal more and more of her bare legs and pussy. She could feel the air against it. She was wet, glistening, and so badly wanted to touch herself, but felt that might have been too much. Her feelings towards her son were still new. She was just testing the waters. She kept slowly inching her legs apart and parting her skirt. Then it happened. Ryan's face went so red when he saw that his mother was not wearing any panties. His eyes were glued to his mom's juicy, wet pussy. His dick started to throb underneath his shorts. He could feel it pulsating. Claire noticed her son's dick twitching from underneath his shorts. She laughed at his reaction and how red-faced he was. She then slowly fixed up her skirt and crossed her legs again. "How did I do?" she asked, playfully. She then feigned a worried look. "Is everything okay, sweetie? You've gone very red." "I'm fine. It's just you." I could see she shuffled about as he struggled to find words. At the same time, Claire walked over to stand in front of her son. She watched as he looked her up and down. She then leaned into him and moved her lips very close to his ear, so close that he could feel her hot breath. "I know, son. I know," she whispered. With her hand, she caressed the other side of his face and pressed her soft lips against his cheek. She let the kiss linger and let out a gentle moan. "Mom, this feels wrong." He pulled away from her, slightly. This made Claire think about her actions. While she felt a little guilty, she missed the company of a man. And even though she's coming onto her son and teasing him, she missed having this much control over someone. She enjoyed it too much and could tell from her son's hard dick he was too. He was just too shy to say so, and it was her job, as his mother, to get him out of his comfort zone. "They're just kisses, sweetie. Can't a loving mother kiss her son?" She started to kiss him even more, kissing him multiple times on each cheek. Each kiss lasted a moment longer than the last, and each moan got louder too. She slowly made her way towards kissing him on the lips. "How does that feel, sweetie? Do you like it when mommy kisses you like that?" She looked down and saw that he was doing his best to conceal his erection. In that moment, any feelings of guilt were quashed with the lust she had for her son. She wanted to taste him. Because, well, something tells me that you do. Ryan was too fixated staring at his mother's big tits that were very close to his face. He could see her hard nipples poking through her skin-tight top and how her tits jiggled as she moved about. Claire saw this as an opportunity to take his hands and press them against the back of the couch, momentarily pinning him down so she could get a look at her son's hard cock. Wow, Ryan, it seems you have enjoyed spending time with me a lot. Are you that turned on by your own mother? She looked him in the eyes. Well, there's no need to respond to that. The answer is obvious. She bit her finger and looked up, pretending to think of what to do next. Do you want mommy to take care of this for you, sweetie? Woo, what do you mean, mom? Ryan responded with a fear-stricken face. Oh, Ryan, my dear son, she said as she started to caress his face. You're so cute when you act all innocent. She moved her hand down his body and started rubbing her son's crotch. She loved the feeling of her son's rock-hard shaft poking through his shorts. She leaned in close to his ear again. You know what I mean, you naughty little boy. She paused to kiss him on the cheek a few times. You want mommy to take care of your hard cock, don't you? And don't lie to me, sweetie. I can feel how much you want me. She moved back to discover her son looked like he was going to pass out, but still managed to give an approving nod. That's my good boy, she said in an approving manner. She then winked at him before kneeling on the ground before him. She grazed her hands around his crotch before sliding her fingers underneath the waistband of his shorts. Biting her lip to contain her excitement, she started to pull them down, and as she did, her son's dick sprang out from under his shorts. She threw the shorts to the side and was delighted to see some precum running down her son's rock-hard shaft. Wow, Ryan, you're so close to coming already. Who knew you'd get so turned on by your mother? She licked her lips, making sure they were nice and wet, then held her son's throbbing dick in her hand and started to kiss his balls. Gently, with her soft, wet lips, she made her way to the tip of the dick and started kissing around the edge of the head, where it was extra sensitive. Her son leaned back and closed his eyes in pleasure. Oh, mom, that feels so fucking good. He could hardly handle the sensation of his mom's soft lips pressing against his shaft. Not only that, with each kiss she moaned and sucked up the precum that was running down his shaft. See, I knew you liked it when mommy kisses you. She started stroking his dick now, slowly, but with a firm grip. She leaned in a little closer to him, making sure to press her big tits against the inside of his legs. She had now built up a good rhythm as she jerked her son's cock. Mom, wow, this feels... I know, sweetie, I need you to hold on a little longer. Okay, mommy's just getting started. She smiled as he groaned with impatience. He really wanted to come there and then. With her other hand, she started grazing his balls with her fingernails, and occasionally, gently, ran her fingers over them as they contracted and tightened up. She knew he was getting very close, so she began stroking her son's cock a little faster. Are you going to come for mommy, son? Mommy wants to see you blow your load for her. Can you do that for me, son? Can you come for mommy? She saw how her son's restraint was now weakening. Yeah, mom, I'll come for you. He sat there, mesmerized, enchanted. That's what mommy wants to hear. You're such a naughty little boy, aren't you? She tightened her grip slightly and jerked his cock even faster. She even started to moan to encourage him. Oh God, mommy loves how your cock feels. Son, come on, sweetie. Oh yes, come for mommy. She could tell from her son's short breaths and the way his body was tensing up that he was about to come for her. Come on, baby, you naughty fucking boy. Come for mommy, sweetie. Just come for mommy. Mom, I'm gonna come soon. He was groaning even more now. That's it, sweetie. Just let it all out for mommy. Mommy wants to see all your cum. She started stroking as fast as she could and as tightly as she could. Ryan tensed his legs, which pulled Claire in closer to her son. That's it, my sweet boy. Come for mommy, be a good boy for mommy, and come for her. Ryan let out a groan as streams of warm, white cum came shooting out of his dick. Claire kept stroking her son's dick, making sure she drained her son of all his cum. Oh God, mom, that was amazing. Ryan lay there, elated, with a huge grin. I'm glad you liked it, sweetie. You were so good for mommy. Claire spotted a small drop of cum on her finger. She pressed it against her lips before she put it in her mouth and sucked on it, as if it were her son's cock. And by the way he was looking at her, she knew he was imagining the same thing. Ryan, your cum is fucking delicious. Mom, that was absolutely amazing. She got up and leaned in towards him, admiring the cum that was all over his chest. She moved her lips right up to his ear. I know, she whispered. She then looked him directly in the eyes and moved in to kiss him on his lips. As her soft, luscious lips pressed against her son's, she let it linger and elicited a soft moan before pulling away. She leaned in again, but stopped herself and began speaking to her son with a very gentle and caring tone. I hope you enjoyed that, sweetie. You should go to bed now. Big day tomorrow, she said, then paused for a moment. I love you, son. I hope you have sweet dreams tonight. I know I will. That was